It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everybody, it's the Title IX podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Steph Copley with Elisa Woods, who can only hear out of one of the ears in her headset. So
yep. We're lucky one ear works.
Only the best here at Cyclone Fanatic.
Listen, it's probably a me problem.
I offered to go in there and clean it out, but she wouldn't let me.
Yeah. Okay, did you know you're not supposed to use Q-tips in your ears?
I did know that.
I feel like they're not really being very clear about that.
I mean, my mom used them on me.
Yeah, what else would you buy Q-tips for?
I don't know.
Clean your keyboard?
Spoiler, I use them on my children.
Yeah.
I'm breaking the rules.
I just get my pinky finger in there.
That's disgusting.
Hey.
But I'm not surprised. This is episode 52. It's the second to last episode before the last episode before football season begins. Did you get that?
Yeah, but here's my issue. 52 means, are we at the 2-year mark?
Yeah, that would be the 2-year mark.
Wow. Well, we got to celebrate again.
Well, Lisa brought me fair cookies, so that's how I'm going to celebrate. Can we talk about the fair later, too?
Yeah.
Like at the end?
Yeah.
Okay, because you've been busy.
I have. And I'll tell you about something I got that you should not get when you're there.
Okay, I'm excited to get it. Stay till the end. There's our teaser.
Okay.
We are, of course, sponsored by the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. And there's two things I want to say about Ivy. You go first.
Hootie-hoo!
So this is one of my favorite times of the year when it's right before school and you get the butterflies of a new season and starts to feel a little bit crisp and cooler outside. So
yeah.
I still, at 34 years old, 10 years out of law school, get that excitement of the new school year. So shout out to all you newbies headed to the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State.
Also 10 years out of law school, I feel the same way.
Is that right?
Also, with Steph 10 years out of law school is what I mean.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. And then the other thing is, did you see the honor that Sammy Williams got? She's an Ivy College grad. That's why I'm mentioning it here.
I love her.
I love her, too. So she was named, the Big 12 named her as one of the two Big 12 finalists to be nominated for the NCAA Woman of the Year.
Whoa.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
No one nominated me.
There's still time.
Still time.
Still time. You still have your eligibility left, right?
I do. All 4 years.
Maybe.
Who wants me?
No one. Crickets. The whole network is sponsored by our friends at the Mississippi River Distilling Company. The kickoff is this Friday in their new conference center, but I think it's all the tickets are gone. So you snooze, you lose, guys.
Somebody asked if we were going. Are you going?
I don't know yet. Are you going?
I don't know yet.
Okay, good talk.
Did we lose our chance?
All the tickets are gone, so maybe. We'll get there sometime. Girls trip.
I think you guys know some people.
Jared could drive us.
You got to know somebody.
For a girls trip?
Yeah. DD?
Yeah.
Delightful driver?
That's what we said. For our next episode, we're going to do a tailgate episode, right?
Yeah.
For our last episode before the football season.
Yeah.
But tonight, we are going to avoid discussion about the number 7 Iowa State Cyclones.
Because
Elisa has anxiety.
Guys, it gives me heartburn. I'm just, it's too much.
She can't take it.
No, I can't.
She can't take the hype.
I cannot take the hype.
So we decided to give her one more episode of a hype-free discussion.
I believe the hype, but it scares me.
I get it.
It scares me how much I believe it.
And like I told you, at this point, we know exactly what we have. It's just a matter of getting out there and showing it.
If we talk about football next podcast, you may just have to hold me.
I will.
Okay.
I'd love nothing more.
Can we?
It's about time you asked me to hold you.
Can we sit on the same side next time
and hold hands?
No, I just want, I want you to hold me like a little baby.
So you feel secure and calm when
yes.
we talk? Okay. I can do that.
Thank you.
I'll be your support animal.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Before we get into the meat of our episode, let's talk about Farm Story Meats. Did you see what I did there?
I did. I loved it.
So you've been at the fair all of, what, several days for the last week or so?
4 days.
Entering all of your delicious goodies, which I know we're going to talk about. But when you're out at the fair, you see all sorts of different kinds of meats. You got the pork chops on a stick. You got the turkey leg. You guys know the drill, your Iowans. But if you don't want to go to the fair, you can also get your delicious, high quality, and local meat delivered right to your door from our friends at Farm Story Meats. We've told you about them before, but they're based in Ames, and our friend Ray Schmidt from Farm Story guarantees that every cut that comes from Farm Story will come from a local farm in Iowa. So not only are you getting high quality stuff, it's local. And go ahead.
Well, the fair is only 11 days long, which leaves you 360.
Look at that beautiful math. Something like that.
Days.
What she's saying 54. Is you can't get fair meat all year round.
354.
That's some really atrocious math right there, Lisa. But check out our friends at farmstorymeats.com. We here at Cycle Fanatics support small businesses because we are one. So check them out.
Yeah. And if it's a leap year, they get another day in there.
Something like that. The point is, you need meat more than the fair.
So much.
There you go. Okay, I'm just going to spring this topic on you. This is what we're going to talk about for the first half of the pod. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I did. You sent me a text message about romance, so I'm ready for
whoop,
it.
Whoop, bow, chicken, wow, wow. Not that kind of romance at all. Okay, so did you watch the Field of Dreams game?
Yes.
All of it? Start to finish. Okay, tell me what you watched.
I watched the first 3 innings.
Did you see the lead up to it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you saw the pomp and circumstance.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then I watched the highlights afterwards.
Okay.
So I saw
you got
everything
the gist
important.
Of, yeah. All right. So there's a line in Moneyball, which is one of my favorite movies, where Billy Bean, which is Brad Pitt, looks over at Peter Brand, which is Jonah Hill, and says, "How can you not be romantic about baseball?" And that's hence where the romance part of my text came to you.
Okay.
But this is how I feel about baseball from childhood. My memories are all romantic, the magical, touchy-feely. They just feel all nostalgic and warm and fuzzy my gut.
Yeah.
And they feel like, or when I watched baseball as a kid, it was like a kid on Christmas Eve. Like, I just had that nervous energy. And it was, I don't know what year it was necessarily, but I was in college and I grew up and it was like, snap, the magic was gone. And I still love baseball. I've always loved baseball, but the allure of it, you know, the fantasy, the romance of it was gone. It came back a little bit when the Cubs won the World Series in 2016, but that was kind of a snap moment. And it was like I saw Santa Claus, and he didn't have the rosy cheeks or the little brown belly, you know, that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Like,
yeah.
He smelled like meat and cheese.
Oh, I'm familiar with
that. He smelled like meat and cheese. That's the Santa Claus that I saw when I grew up. It was the mall Santa.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if that's because...
He had his shirt unbuttoned, and he had like a white, one of those white tank tops underneath.
His beard was dirty and gross.
He had
food stuck in it.
Yeah, gray chest hair.
Yeah. Like, so for a while, that's how I saw baseball. Like, I still love the idea of it. It was just when you got up close, you were like, oh, this isn't what I want at all.
Aww.
Yeah, so it was a bummer. And I don't know if that's because baseball changed or the world got darker or just as I grew up, I had more of a different perspective, a darker perspective, or it could have been a combination of the three, you know? But what I think was so amazing about the Field of Dreams game is that they reinvented that magic for me as an adult. And I know I'm not alone. Just based on the Twitter reaction alone, I feel like everybody had the same reaction. And I felt like that kid on Christmas Eve again with all that nervous excitement. And I turned on the broadcast and it was, you know, when you're... the Christmas Eve feeling or like a birthday Eve feeling when you really want that present to be good and you don't want to admit it because it's selfish and that's not what the birthday or the Christmas is really about.
Oh, yes.
But you really want... That's how I was when I turned on the broadcast. I was like, for the love of God, don't let me down.
Oh.
And it didn't at all.
Yeah.
And I just... It was magic from start to finish. And I don't understand how they did it. I have been thinking about this since the bottom of the ninth with the walk-off dinger and the fireworks and everything. I just can't stop thinking about how they pulled it off. And I've just... I have a few takeaways from it, and then you can tell me your thoughts.
Okay.
After the last year and a half of being in a pandemic, we're all pissed off and cynical and angry and want to, you know, snap at each other all the time. And it struck the perfect level of corniness and cheesiness and happiness and nostalgia, and which I think is really hard to do. And the other part of it that struck me was how slow everything went on the intro. When Costner walked out and walked around the outfield, that seemed like it took forever. I mean, he was just mindlessly walking. I mean, obviously it was acting, but he was walking around. There was nothing happening, just the music playing in the background. It was silent besides that. And we don't do that anymore. We don't just sit and watch someone walk. Everything we do is fast paced, boom, 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 boom. So to have to sit there and just take it all in, I think was genius, first of all. And I think that set the tone for everything after that point.
Yeah. I think you know the easy button in that commercial?
Yeah, it like almost, Home Depot or something?
Yeah, and I was like, you know, it would be really nice if Aaron Judge hit a home run. Oh, wow. Well.
Yes. Everything you wanted kept happening.
And like.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, and it gives me a little bit of like did that all happen? You know what I mean?
It was almost too perfect.
Yeah, and like, I feel like baseball is the one sport that has not adapted at all.
I totally agree with you.
At all. Like, they've always stayed the same. And the NFL and the NBA have adapted and have changed, but baseball just kind of stays the same, and they're stuck on staying the same. And so I think that it really honored that by going way back in the archives, digging up, you know, the Field of Dreams, but making it kind of old fashioned again. And because like the Field of Dreams, the idea of the Field of Dreams is it's like a fairly old movie comparatively, but then the people in it are even older. Like it's
right.
These people who had played before that.
Yes.
So it's like, it's not
a throwback in a throwback.
Right. Yeah. It's not only drawing, like the 90s. It's not only drawing up the 90s. It's drawing up like way before
decades
the 90s.
Earlier. That's a great point.
Yeah. And so it's bringing like Babe Ruth back into it, you know,
the romance of it.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, when everything just kind of, and they said, I was listening to the radio on the way home. I think I went to dinner that night. Yeah, I know I went to dinner that night. And I was on the way home and I was listening to the radio, and they're like, the only thing that would make this game better is if he, you know, hit a sacrifice fly to right field to win the game. And I like got home and Arnold was like, did you see that they hit a home run to win the game? I was like, what? Like, it was just like serendipity.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, one thing after another.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought about what you said about the baseball being slow to adapt, but it's because it truly is. If baseball kind of feels stuck right now between old and new, and by shifting it back to old, it felt right.
Yeah.
Something about that felt right.
But what does that say? Does that say does that just further dig in their heels of only old-fashioned baseball is the best?
I hope it was cool to see players like Aaron Judge in that game, you know, like the new face of baseball playing in this old-timey game.
Yeah.
I don't know what it says going forward. I don't know. I hope, I joke, like, make baseball fun again.
Yeah.
And I'm all for the bat flips and everything to push it forward.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I also very much deeply love everything about that Field of Dreams game, the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like you have to pick a lane.
Yeah.
You know, and you can go hardcore nostalgia, but in reality, for the future of the game, you need to move forward.
See, and I don't mind so much the rules that actually involve the game, but I wish that we could relax a little bit on the personality of the game.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because I think that's what the MLB misses, is the personalities. Like, if Mike Trout walked in this room, most people would have no idea.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's probably a real big athletic dude, but other than that,
you'd probably think to yourself, he plays a professional sport. Just
right.
Don't know which one.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big dude. But it's just like so many of the most popular MLB players, their names are popular.
Right.
But we just don't. No. And I think the other thing too is just the sheer amount of games that they have.
Yeah.
There isn't an opportunity for one person to really stand out.
Yeah, each team has a player that stands out, and if you follow that team, that's going to be your you know, the one. But across the league, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just, it's like, okay, you're going to let them celebrate home runs when they touch home, but you're not going to let them celebrate it as soon as they hit it. Like, let him do it.
Yeah.
And then we get the fun, embarrassing bat flips when it gets caught at, you know, the warning track.
Right. Yeah.
I'm for it.
I am for it, too, completely.
I mean, leave the other rules the same. I don't care much for putting a guy at
loosen
second.
Loosen up the personality part of it. Yeah. I agree with you.
I mean, honestly, like, putting a guy at second, it just feels like slow pitch softball. I don't need that.
Right.
And I... maybe I'm the only one, but I don't need you to really slow. I don't need you to speed the game up.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And at this point, the speed, that it's negligible anyway, so I'm not sure that it really matters.
Right. And honestly, like, you're trying to speed the game up, but the truth of the matter is most guys are only going to get home runs or strike out.
That's, I mean, just, that's the world we live in now.
Yeah, that's the MLB right now. So what are you trying so hard to speed it up by 30 seconds when you could be focusing on rules that, like, make it more fun and enjoyable, like, to stay and watch for hours. Like, just don't try and get it over with.
Yeah,
make it fun.
I totally
watch
it. And the theater of that, the Field of Dreams game, is what made it so much fun. You didn't know what was coming next, and everything that was intertwined and woven in. I haven't watched a baseball game start to finish in years before that, and I was glued to the TV, and I saw people saying the same thing. And I guess my biggest takeaway is just the universal reaction to it was so positive. And it's so hard to do that now. Like, everybody will, or someone will find something to nitpick about everything
days.
And I didn't see hardly any of that. I mean, there was things here and there, but it wasn't truly critical. And I saw a lot of people say, you know, I thought this was going to be hokey, but it struck all the right notes. Yeah. And it was just really cool. So my question to you is, do you think any other sport could recreate that type of event again? I mean, not necessarily, like, literally, but...
Yeah. I'm thinking about, like, the U.S. hockey playing Russia,
like,
or
like
something.
A miracle type situation.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
Something. I don't know. I think that the opportunity right now would be, like, if the men's soccer team got into a position, because that would be more of a miracle than, like, the U.S. hockey team, you know? Like, truly, though, I think that may recreate it if the men got themselves in a position where they were playing a very important game.
You're not talking about, like, a league... I guess my question to you was a league creating some type of theater, you know, to...
Yeah.
But you're talking about... like, actually recreating the moment just by, like, authentically, genuinely.
True.
But I was trying to think about movies that, you know, have this kind of...
Well, you know me in movies.
I know. You're right. But you know Field of Dreams. I mean, even if you haven't sat down and watched it.
You know, I have seen the hide the ball thing happen a couple times, like Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Where they do the hide the ball.
I'm impressed with you.
Thank you. Yeah. I have seen that movie. Sandlot?
Okay, yeah, I've seen a lot of that. But the point of a Sandlot is it's just like a crap
kids.
Field. You know? Yeah. I mean, it would be cute, but it would... I feel like you throw anything more than a set of bleachers in there.
Yeah. How about...
I had one. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Air Bud. Yeah.
Okay, that's... I should have known that was the best point.
Yeah.
I thought the only one I could think of, and it's kind of cheating because it's still... baseball is a league of their own.
Yeah.
That type of, you know, have some fanfare with that. But
yeah.
I just can't, it's hard for me to think about this kind of atmosphere crossing into a different league, you know, because the NBA doesn't have that kind of romantic history. I don't know. The NFL, I'm sure you could do something with the NFL.
Happy Gilmore.
There you go. When I think of romance, I think of Happy Gilmore. Although I would watch more golf if it was like Happy Gilmore-esque.
Give somebody a hockey stick and have a crocodile bite somebody's hand off.
This is going to work perfectly.
I like
swimming.
I like where this is going.
Do you have a season or a game that you feel like nostalgic or romantic about, like I do with baseball?
When you sent that, I'm
the sappy one of the two of us.
I know. I think that, like, when I was in college, the Iowa State basketball team with, like, Jake Sullivan, like, my favorite player, like, at that time. And I think that I thought we were better than maybe we actually were.
But in your head, no, but I get it. That's what it's supposed to be.
It's the best that we had been in a long time. Right. And it was the, oh, this is going to tell you my age, but it was like the very start of Cyclone Alley and people were just really excited to go to the games.
Right.
And that was when it was just like the bottom part was Cyclone Alley.
The grassroots movement was starting.
Right. Yeah. So I think that, just kind of being a part of that, and it felt like, did you guys have team tailgate at your school? So we had team tailgate. We had a boys and a girls team tailgate, and we would just like tailgate. It was just like the popular kids, so I was not in this group. But they would like tailgate Jerks. Before the game and like drink their pop out in the...
Oh, you're talking about high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
High school, sorry.
No, we didn't do this.
Yeah, so drink your little pop and eat your little pizzas and stuff before you go into the game on Friday night. And then they all had their own little t-shirts, and some of the girls would wear, you know, their boyfriend's jerseys.
We did that part.
Did you wear a boyfriend's jersey? Did you wear a guy's jersey literally every week? I bet you did.
Well, my boyfriend played for Kemper, and I was a Kill High kid, so that made things a little uncomfortable.
Dang.
Yeah.
Did you still do it?
I don't want to talk about it. It made for like really awkward when we were, he also played, he was a good baseball player, and I wore his Kemper shirt during the Carroll High Kemper baseball game. It was
funny.
Very, very controversial.
I love
still
it.
Still makes me uncomfortable thinking about it.
No, I really want to do a deep dive into this. If you were also at that game, can you slide into my DMs, because Steph will delete it if you slide into the co-DM.
My history teacher wrote me a detention slip as a joke because he was so pissed off. He was also the baseball coach. So.
Okay, well, if you guys have dirt on Steph when she was in high school, especially surrounding this, please send it to me.
Thanks a lot, Elisa.
I'm not going to use it against you.
No, of course not. You would never.
Yeah.
You would never.
No.
But we did that. Yeah, we wore the jerseys.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's as romantic as Elisa gets.
What?
Nothing. That's all. It's not judgment. I'm just, that's staying a fact.
I'm romantic.
Of course you are. All right.
Listen.
Okay, tell me.
I bought myself some roses this week. Arnold's just not great at just buying random flowers, but I bought myself these roses at a grocery store that is not the major grocery store that I will not name, because I got them home and they smelled like bad breath. And I threw them away.
So you only had roses for the car ride?
Yep.
That's a bummer.
And I was like, what is that smell? And I unwrapped them and I was like, nope.
That's too bad.
Threw them out. $15.
Right in the trash.
Right in the trash. And they were beautiful.
I'm going to buy you flowers
but
now.
They stunk.
We'll show you who's the romantic one of this
duo.
Yeah,
well, don't get them at...
The name. At don't name it.
Money Cutters. I'll tell you that right now. Also, when I was there, it's not my favorite grocery store in town, but when I was there, the guy in front of me, it's just a little dark, but the guy in front of me was just buying a knife. And I was like, that looks like a sharp knife.
I'll see you out of your car,
right,
sir.
I did look for him when I went outside.
Good. I hope you had your keys in between.
Yeah,
fingers,
I did.
All right, let's take a quick break. Then we'll come back and Elisa's got some research for us. Before we go, we're brought to you by Authentic Brand. Authentic Brand is more than just your source for official Cyclone gear. With an amazing team of designers, Authentic Brand can custom manufacture polo shirts, jackets, caps, bags, and beyond for your team or small business. Check them out online at authentic-brand.com. Look authentic, feel authentic,
be authentic. Authentic.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Smarty Pants, tell me what you got.
Are we doing the one thing or the other thing?
Do the other thing first.
What's the other thing?
The NFL stuff.
Okay.
We said we were going to talk about the number 7 Iowa State Cyclones, but we're not going to talk about those Cyclones. We're talking about graduated Cyclones.
Other Cyclones. So, David Montgomery, running back for the Bears, obviously.
Obviously. So, wait, what? I guess we should explain what we're doing.
Right. We're going to go through and talk about, like, the players, the former ISU football players that are now in the NFL.
Because it's happening. I mean, the NFL is here.
Yeah.
And it kind of struck.
And that's wild. Does it feel like it's been, here's the thing. I feel like it's actually been a long time since football season.
It feels like a long time. And what's,
it never feels
no,
like a
I agree
long
with
time.
That. And it also feels like it just like, there was no, even though there's been a ton of buildup, it feels like there hasn't been any. It's
no,
just bam, it's
the
here.
The only buildup has been Aaron Rodgers and we were talking about this earlier.
What's her name? What's her name? Shailene Woodley.
I don't know. But also Tim the Tebow.
Oh, yes.
Literally, is that all they could talk? I'm not going to talk about him because it's all they're talking
about.
It's
funny to me that women are too emotional to do anything. And here we are talking about the Aaron Rodgers drama and the Tim Deep. Not us.
Right.
I mean, the national media, which is, you know, like 95% men are talking about that and Tim Tebow and his inability or, ability to block. It's just hilarious.
People are worked up about Tim Tebow. They
Who
have
cares?
Been.
Why do we care anyway?
Oh, I don't care at all.
I don't either.
Okay.
So Cyclones in the NFL, just to give you a little reminder of who's there.
So David Montgomery, I read the thing that he had some soreness, so he didn't practice on Monday. And I was just thinking, like, I bet it's just he's literally sore.
He's like a wrecking ball.
Right. But, like, think about working out.
Well, he came off the he was hobbling off the field the other day. So I do think.
As do I. I mean, after leg day?
And when you're David Montgomery and you don't, I mean, you have no holes, like everything you do requires just feats of strength.
Right.
I bet you are sore pretty often.
Like, what's that guy from Bugs Bunny with his bow legs?
What? We're thinking of different things.
Shoots his little guns.
The cowboy one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
he
has his, like, bow legs. Yosemite Sam.
I just watched Space Jam 2, by the way.
Shout out to Jared for knowing that. That's what I feel like after leg day. And I wonder if that's just how he felt. That's what I'm going with.
You heard it here first, breaking news. That's the injury report.
Yep. That's what I think.
Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, they just did a new workout, and I feel like he probably just used a muscle that hasn't used in a while.
Precisely what it is. Uh-huh.
And
he's going to be in great health for week one.
He is coming off a 1,000-yard season, super dominant. Matt Nagy mentioned that he was going to try and get him 20-plus carries per game, which I don't think he was afforded last year.
Definitely not.
So he could have a monster year.
I hope so.
He's ice bath baby and an Epsom salt.
Ice bath baby.
<Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na>. Okay. Alan Lazard. I spelled his name wrong here.
You spelled lizard?
No, I didn't spell it wrong, but the A is also capitalized. I don't know why. He's a wide receiver, guys.
Aaron Rodgers likes him.
He loves him.
Not like the rest of the Packers.
Which makes it surprising that they didn't cut him.
No, that's true. That's a great point.
But he signed his exclusive rights tender, which I think just means that he'll, like, for sure be here and keeps him out of free agency, but it's not a long-term contract, basically.
Good for Alan. How cool is this?
I wish he could get a long-term contract. What's the situation there?
I don't know.
Sign him for a while, but this is you know what, I take that back, because this is good. He's signing for 1 year
with Aaron.
Signing for a year, and so then he can go wherever Aaron goes if he leaves the Packers.
But I don't want him to go into retirement, which is where I bet Aaron goes. So how about we let Alan spread his wings and fly?
Good
after
point
this?
Yeah, no, he can go anywhere.
Okay. Yeah,
don't know if you want to stay with Jordan Love, who knows. Did he get hurt again?
I don't know.
He had an MRI. They said that it was clear, but he might be injury prone. All right, AJ Klein.
Holy crap, still?
Still. He's with the Buffalo Bills. And they basically said, like, he's kind of a part-time starter linebacker.
I have a question for Jared about AJ. In the new football facilities, was he on the – with the guys in the NFL, was he up there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if you saw Jared. I think you posted. Someone posted some pictures of all of the cyclones in the NFL. Yeah. And he, I meant to look for him, and I just I forgot.
He's one of my favorite players, not just because he played for the Saints for a while. But yeah, he is one of my faves.
He's been in there for a while.
Yeah. So the Bills mostly like work with a two linebacker lineup the majority of their defense snaps, but when they run like a 4-3 front, then he'll be that third linebacker. That's why he's kind of like a part-time starter. Is what they're saying. KO's with the Chiefs. He signed there last July. When you say last July, does that mean
because we've
month
skipped
ago?
A year?
I'm so confused. But anyways, he's with the Chiefs.
Also a long time NFLer,
right? Maybe one of the.
Yes.
One of the best.
One of the most successful.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
See, we read each other's minds there.
I know. David Irving is a free agent, defensive tackle. He played with the Cowboys and the Raiders, but he's had some violations with like the NFL's substance abuse policies. And so he's been suspended and has just kind of hindered his availability. But I think that if he can get on the right track and get with the right team, I think that he could have some opportunities. Hakeem Butler is trying to decide whether he wants to be a wide receiver or a tight end. But the problem is he switched to a tight end and now he is with the Eagles and they don't really need another tight end. But they also just drafted a bunch of wide receivers. So he may just kind of fall into a place where he just doesn't have a spot. Probably a good probability he'll be on like the practice squad and hopefully be able to earn his way onto the regular rotation. So this one threw me off.
Okay.
Jamal Perry.
Jamal Watts.
Yeah. He changed his name. I didn't realize. I don't know if somebody talked about this. So he was Jamal Wiltz and he changed his name.
Do we know why?
My guess. So they said that he is the son of, and I didn't hear what their names were, but the dad's last name was Perry. So I wonder if he was named after his biological father and now pretty much doesn't claim his biological father because he then changed his name to Perry, which is his father's last name. So that's just a guess.
Yeah. But I mean, it may be something like that. Yeah.
I mean, why else would he have a different last name than who they're saying is his father?
Right.
So that's a guess. It could be totally wrong. But yeah, changed his name. He plays for the Dolphins, cornerback. He's been playing in some of the preseason games. So has just gotten a couple mentions.
I have a question for you about, have you watched much preseason?
Not too much. It'll be on in the background.
Yeah, that's how
stuff,
yes, same but, here. It's just hard to watch because it's not any, I mean, you're not learning anything from it.
And you know how I feel about the preseason games is that literally they could be saying, like, I want you to practice, like, running, you know, starting running with your right foot instead of your left foot.
Right.
And that is all I want you to work on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, right.
Like, I want you to practice catching the ball and then bobbling it and then catching it again. Because that's what I want. And I mean, those are absurd.
Right. No, I get it.
But literally, like, okay, we're just going to run this same play over and over and over again because we want to see how the defense is going to do after they adapt to it. And then you're like, why are they running the same play? They're trying different.
And a lot of what they're trying is probably absurd because they can.
Yeah. You know? And they're not going to be running their actual plays because these games don't matter.
Right.
So it's like a comedian trying out their new stuff and it could totally bomb, but that's not a reflection of how funny that
comedian
is.
The goal is to literally try it.
Yeah. To see who laughs.
Yep.
Anyways.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I feel strongly about that the preseason means
nothing.
Probably less than nothing.
For us, anyway, as spectators.
Sort of similar as like Summer League, but Summer League is just an opportunity for these guys to like play one-on-one. Pretty much practice their step back jumpers.
Are there more Cyclones? Because I had a question about that too. I don't want to derail you more though.
Yeah, Lawrence White, Tampa Bay, D-back. He did see some time in these preseason games. He's one of those big pieces Iowa State needs to replace this year. And I'm trying to think of who is going to take his spot. I don't know. I didn't prepare that.
Because we're not talking about the number seven.
Oh, yeah, good point. I should.
Jared.
I haven't been on the internet.
Kudos to Jared and Rob last week for... I'm being sincere. They crushed the content last week. So go back and check it out. I know you were at the fair, so I'm not criticizing you. But
no.
Check.
I'm criticizing.
I'm afraid to read the things that Rob has to say.
I know you are, but okay, so do it. Wait.
I'm going to wait until
read
after
them all
the,
in anticipation of our next podcast.
I'm going to wait until after the first game and read them all.
Fine.
No. Okay. They stress me out, but it's
the anxiety.
Yeah,
just bubbling
because it's true. Because what he's writing is true,
right.
And I don't like that. It stresses me out. Jaquan Bailey, Eagles. All I have is that he's seeing some preseason time.
Okay, it's a lot of Cyclones. So I'm okay with that.
Loving it.
Keep it up.
I'm loving it.
So my question,
as they say,
my question about, you mentioned the NBA Summer League is, do you feel the same way about that as you do the NFL preseason games?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's on when it's on, and
yeah. And they're just trying out different things. Like I don't know. They're just trying out different things, and it's just these guys trying to earn a spot, basically.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like tryouts.
Right.
Which so is preseason football.
And camp and all of that. But it's crazy. The preseason games have been on, and I had the same reaction of, wow, it's football. It's here.
Yeah.
It was neat, though. Corey, I forget which game it was, but we had it on, and Corey was standing 5 feet in front of the TV watching it, mesmerized. I was like, this girl is ready. She's prepped and ready.
I'm
excited. Sorry, and you were going to say something else about the Summer League, right? This is the other thing
The other thing. That was the thing.
That was the other thing.
Yeah, so I was reading, because I've been watching the Summer League games, and I'm like, every game that I've watched, there's been a female ref. Every single game. And I've watched quite a few of them. And so I was like, I wonder if that's like a thing right now, you know, that they're trying to work in more women. And so I looked it up, and on ESPN, I found an article where they talked about how there are a total of 5 full-time women NBA referees, which is all-time league high. 24 of the G League's 57 referees are women.
Wow.
24.
So almost half.
Almost half. 24 of the G League's 57 referees are women.
So do they treat the G League as for the refs? You know, is that kind of like their prep time to get into the...
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. So like it says all NBA officials with under 4 years of experience are commonly assigned as a crew chief for a G League game to gain experience.
This is awesome.
So that is just the foreshadowing of like what's to come. Many more female refs. And then it said that 15 of the WNBA's 33 refs are women. And 9 of those also work games in the G League.
Okay, cool.
So a little crossover.
Well, that's really neat.
Yeah. So that's it. Told me nothing about the summer leagues.
Which
I just realized that.
Say what?
That tells me nothing about summer league games.
Oh, well, I know, but at least you know. But it led you to something.
It did.
It jumped you to the G League.
Yeah, which is insanity. It's just crazy.
So right now we've got the NBA Summer League, the NFL preseason. We're about to have college football, and the WNBA is back.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
That's bananas.
It is bananas. It's hard to believe. Do you want to, can we talk, brag you up for a minute? So you've been at the fair. You've been baking some goodies.
I have.
What's your tally right now? We're recording on Monday, August 16th.
Yes. So I have 2 blues, a second place, and...
She's counting on her fingers.
I think 4 third places.
Okay. How do you feel about it?
As of last night, I was a little frustrated.
Okay.
And here's why, is because, so my brother's been in town.
That's right.
And so.
And her brother's out in New York, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, he's in LA.
Oh, in LA.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And so I've been spending a bunch of time with them, which means I've been up until 1:30 in the morning baking and just having to say, I'm not going to do these certain things because I just don't have time to do them.
Right.
And then waking up at 7:30 in the morning to get them all out there around 8:00. taking care of kids, making dinners, and it's just been like overwhelming for me. And so last night I was just kind of frustrated because I got some feedback that the judge wanted me to, there's just little things. Like the judge was like, well, you didn't mention what made this cake purple. It's purple food coloring.
Right.
Well, you need to mention that. Well, I never have before. I've been doing this for 8 years. And I just feel like I'm kind of being treated as if I have not been doing this for 8 years. And it's a lot of, like, all of the judges are these old ladies. Almost all of them are old ladies. And it's like, they just kind of are demeaning. The lady who's in charge was like, I asked her a question and she was like, do you know how to get a premium book? And I was like, yeah, I've done this 8 years. Right. I know how to do a premium. I know how to get a premium book, which is just the book of like all the contests and stuff. And I was just like, and I guess, I mean, I'm wearing a mask, but all of the other like random people who are entering recognize me. So like, why are you talking down to me? So I was kind of frustrated about it. And then there was like an argument about my proof of purchase because it didn't say you have to provide a proof of purchase for some of them. And it didn't
say. Of the entry?
Yeah. Because it's put on by a certain company. Like the contest is put on by a certain company.
Okay.
And you have to bring your proof of purchase. Well, I brought my receipt from Gateway Market that just said basil. It didn't say where the basil was from, but I was like, that's not my fault. I brought you the
right,
receipt.
Right.
And so
this is intense.
Yeah. And so there was some eye rolling and some head shaking. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. So I was stressed out last night. But then I just got like a really good night's sleep. Got up this morning, bleached the kitchen. Always feels good to put down a fresh layer of bleach in the kitchen.
That's what I always say. Okay, so what entry have you been most proud of so far?
I was really excited to win the birthday cake contest because I make a pretty good birthday cake and I take a lot of pride in my decorating skills. And then I won a contest that I've been trying to win for 8 years because the people who put it on, the woman who puts it on used to work for me at the event center, and it's put on for her daughter who passed away.
Oh, wow.
And who used to do all these entries. And so like I have entered for 8 years trying to win that contest, and I like sit with the family, and like her great grandson has gotten to really know me. He's in fifth grade now, and like her granddaughter and I have become friends, and I sit there, and every year it's like didn't win.
Oh.
And then 2 years ago I got third and we were all really excited. And then I have this video I'll show you later, but it's when them announcing that I'm the winner, and her great grandson just turns around and is like,
"Oh!"
And like
that's
his
really
eyes
special.
Are big, and it's just very. It was very cool. So I'm very excited about that.
You should
one.
Be proud of that
yeah.
one.
I feel good about that one. They want me to judge next year, so I will finally next year judge. They've always asked me to judge, and I'm like, "No,
I
want to
enter."
Yeah.
Right, and now you can.
Yeah,
you've
now
done
that
it.
I've
you've
won,
reached your
I'm
milestone.
Judge,
that's
so.
Great. Well, we're really proud of you.
Thank you.
I mean it. Your stuff is incredible.
Thanks.
So. Yeah, and thank you for bringing me some to sample.
I did, yes.
Jared's weird and doesn't like sweets, so I'm going to take it all.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, we'll be back in a couple of weeks with some tailgate tips, tricks.
Heck yeah.
Okay. All right, until then, go Cyclones.
Go State.